Drusilla Crutchfield. Drusilla Crutchfield on Friday. On Friday. I hope you were able to find this. I hope I didn't bring it too far down the reel. Drusilla Crutchfield on Friday. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Praise God. Thank you for joining me again on this final day of the series. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we welcome your Holy Spirit in our lives. We welcome the teaching, the guidance, the instruction, the comforting, indeed, the intercession of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Now, Father, today I turn this broadcast over to you, and I ask for the conviction of your Holy Spirit upon those who are listening today. I ask, Lord, that you have your way in every life represented here today. Father, I ask that you take these lips, take these words, Father, and use them for your purpose. We give you the praise and the glory, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 28. Indeed, if you have heard me speak before at any time, you know by now that next to the verses of salvation, these are probably my most favorite verses in the Bible, because they bring to me the promise of hope. Because they bring to me the promise that all is well in Jesus Christ. And praise God for that. I have no need to worry. I have no need to fear. Because first of all, I know that Jesus Christ brought salvation to me. First and foremost, Jesus Christ brought salvation for me. That is here for me today. Secondly, I know that when I give myself to Him wholly and completely, that I will live with Him forever, no matter what happens. Thirdly, I know that He makes intercession for me at the throne of God the Father. And I know that when He left this earth, finally, that He did not leave and leave me comfortless, but rather He left and left His Holy Spirit to guide, to instruct, to teach, and to bring comfort. To bring comfort. Praise God. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 28. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Praise God! A foreordained plan, we know that all things work together for good to them to love God, and to them who are called according to His purpose. It is God's purpose that we are saved. It is God's purpose that we know eternal life, that we have eternal fellowship with Him. And as He took His Son, Jesus Christ, back to be with Him, He left us with another to guide us and to instruct us. When I was 9.5 years old, the age of my daughter now, I was able to attend a Christian camp. For the first time in my life, I believe, I saw Christian men and women interacting with each other, interacting with children, in a beautiful way. They acted as if they had Christ in them. I had not ever really seen this, having been brought up in a home with a lot of abuse. I knew that my mother loved God. I knew that there were individuals who loved God. But to see it in a daily setting, a daily relationship, had not been my experience. And during that time at camp, I was saved by the power of God, by the grace of God. During the time that I was saved, as the counselor, the pastor, had me in the back in a little room praying, and as I was praying, that entire room lit up with a white, white light. It was blinding. I was stunned by it, and I let out a yell. And the pastor said, "What happened to you?" And I said, "I was saved. Jesus Christ just came into my heart." And I knew at 9.5 years old that something really special, really spectacular, had taken place. The pastor that was praying with me saw that white light. He knew that something special had happened also. But you see, I knew nothing of the Holy Spirit. And this was not a camp that taught about the Holy Spirit. It was a Christian camp, but it did not teach about the Holy Spirit or being baptized in the Holy Spirit, being filled in the Holy Spirit. But after I went home, I knew that I couldn't share this salvation with my family. I told my mom, but I couldn't share it with my dad because that would bring on more abuse. But something really wonderful happened in my life. I found out that I had a constant joy in Jesus Christ. I wanted to sing all the time. No matter how bad things were, I wanted to sing. And oftentimes I found myself singing or speaking in strange little words. And I had no idea what it meant. And oftentimes it was a little chorus, a Sunday school chorus. So I decided that maybe I had made up my own language. And I would sing and this little language would come out, or I would be talking, and especially when I would be praying, this little language would come out. Now, I knew absolutely nothing about the Holy Spirit, but I believe at that time that I had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and there was so much hurt and so much abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse in my family at that time, that had I said anything, just the very mention of Christianity or a Bible or church or anything like that brought the wrath in the household. Now, had I mentioned anything like this, had I known about the Holy Spirit, had I been informed about it and could say, "Hey, guess what? I've got the baptism of the Holy Spirit," and had been able to live in that lifestyle, I dare say my dad would have had me committed somewhere. He was angry enough at the very idea of church or preachers or anything like that. That much less a girl who went off half cockeyed in another language and saying she had the Holy Spirit. So you see, I believe that it was for my own protection that God kept me ignorant of what was happening. God gave me the Holy Spirit. Why? Because things were so bad in my life. As a child, I did not know how to pray. I had no instruction how to pray. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know that I could call on God to give me power to endure and grace to endure what was happening in my life. So he sent the Holy Spirit to pray through me. How? "He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit." Verse 26, "For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." That is what happened in my life. The Holy Spirit was making intercession for me with groanings that could not be uttered. And you see, the next most beautiful thing was this. As I grew older, different times in my life, my ability to be able to go to church was canceled by my dad. As I said before, there was a lot of abuse, and any idea of church or Bible or preacher was outlawed and cast out of our house. And by the time I was 18, I ran away from home and got into a very unhappy situation because I was not listening to the voice of God. I had not had any guidance. The only thing I had was me and God in the Bible. And at that very vulnerable age, I suppose, I probably needed more. But much later in my life, God reached down and pulled me out of that murk and mire and sin that I was in. God never stopped holding on to me. He held on to me the whole time. And when I was ready, when I said, God, I can't take this anymore, He reached down and took a hold of me and pulled me up out of that pit of sin and cleansed me and made me His all over again, gave me new life again. And then as I began to seek fulfilling in His Word, again, I became involved in a church which did not teach the Holy Spirit, but in my own bedroom one night, seeking God, seeking His fulfillment, the power of God fell upon me. I fell prostrate on my floor. I came up with a white light shining in my room and speaking in an unknown tongue. And now I want you to know that from this day forward, the Holy Spirit prays through me and makes intercession through me for those things which I do not know how to pray for. For 6 weeks after that time, I prayed in the Holy Spirit. I would open my mouth to pray, and this unknown tongue would pour out, and I would cry brokenheartedly. Months later, after the death of my dad, God let me know that that was the Holy Spirit praying through me, praying out all of those hurts, all of that abuse, all of that hatred, all of that bitterness and anger, praying it out of me and cleansing me. You see, this is what the Holy Spirit can do for you in your life today. Those things that hurt so much that you do not know how to pray about. You can't even talk about them to your fellow man. You can't even talk about them to your husband, to your mother, to your sister, to your brother, that much less to God. But you see, the Holy Spirit can, in a language that cannot be uttered. I ask you today, sister, to let the Holy Spirit pray through your life. Let the Holy Spirit make intercession for you with a language that cannot be uttered. Go to God. Call upon Him. You do not need anyone coming upon you right now and putting their hand on you and saying, be baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's fine and that's great. I pray for people that way myself. Praise God. I believe in it. But what I am saying to you is this. Right there in your own home, right now today, you can receive the Holy Spirit in your life. And that power of the Holy Spirit and that intercession the Holy Spirit makes for you so that you can have all of those hurts that have been covered up, cleansed out of your life. Because the Holy Spirit prays about those things that we know not what to pray for. Praise God. Sister, let me hear from you today. Write to me. Let me pray with you. Let me seek with you. I trust that this weekend, this Sunday, you will find a church that speaks, that teaches the Holy Spirit, and that you will fellowship there, that you will take another step in your life with Christ. Praise God. Go and be blessed. Join me again Monday morning.